In Parshas Vayikra, so it starts the Inyanim of Karbanis, but Be'etzim, it's one of three Chalokim of Matan Torah. There's a Machloikis in the Gemara and Chagig and Saita, Machloikis Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, where the Klolos were given in Sinai, Pratim in Al Moyed, and then Avos Moyev is a Krisis Bris. Or Rabbi Akiva holds that it was given in Sinai, it was Nishnis Boel Moyed, and finally Chaza V'Nishnis in Avos Moyev. So you have Ke'ilu, three Matan Torahs over here. You have a Matan Torah of Maimar Sinai. You have a Matan Torah of Oil Moed. You have a Matan Torah of Avos Moed. So of the three, the one that seems the least likely is the one Oil Moed, because Mela, when we're talking about the Maimar Sinai, that's Maimar Sinai. If you're talking about Avos Moed, there was a Krisis Bris, there was Yisurim, it was Kilu Klal Yisrael being let go, and the Kilu, there'll be a Richuk, it's not going to be Moshe Rabbeinu anymore, it'll be Yeshua. So it was sort of a Chizuk, I guess, of some sort. But why in the world would you have another Matan Torah in Oil Moed? Oil Moed was fairly close to Matan Torah. It wasn't at the end of Arba'im Shana. So why in the world would you have three Matan Torahs? One in Sinai, one in Oil Moed, and one Avos Moed. Even if you hold the Klolos were Nemra in Sinai, and the Pratim, like Rabbi Shmuel, the Pratim were Nemar in Oil Moed, it also begs the question, why was that to say that verb? I can understand that Har Sinai did be the Klolos, and then after Moshe comes down, everybody would sit around and learn all the Pratim. But the Oil Moed as the Mokum of the giving the Pratim of Torah according to Rabbi Shmuel also is very unclear what the significance is. That is one very, very important Nekuda. A second Inyan, the Maharal speaks of this in Gur Aryeh. If you take a look, the Torah that was given in Har Sinai seems to be Yisrei Mishpatim. The Torah that's given by Moed is Vayikra, Sefer Vayikra, and finally Avos Moed is Sefer Dvarim. That's more or less the Chalukah of what was given. So if all of them were given all of Torah, why are different parts of Torah set different places? So Maral says in Gur Aryeh that each one had the Ikka Chalik that's Miyuchid to its Makim, and everything else was given as it served it. For instance, imagine, let's take something, a chachma umas olam, cardiology. So the person studying the heart, studies about the heart, and that's his field. The person studying about the liver also has to understand how the blood gets there, how the blood goes away from there. He also has to understand the function of the heart. But it's in the context of what makes the liver work, and vice versa. So that means Torah, the Maral says, is a davar shalem. The Torah does not exist as pieces, but what does exist is a context, a perspective. How are you looking at everything? So there's one perspective, there was a Sinaitika perspective, and that was one side of halachas. All the other halachas were given with it, but they're not highlighted in the Torah, because they're be'etzim just be'tziruf to whatever's in Sinai. The Matan Torah that was given Oil Moed has its yichud, Korbanis definitely seems to be part of it, but then you have Achimais K'doshim, which doesn't seem to be so yichudit. Al Kopanim, there's a chelik of Torah that belongs to the world of Oil Moed, and everything else was given as an ancillary to it, and the same thing in Avos Moed. So be'etzim, it sharpens the issue a lot, and so we understand definitely now that there are three stages three different facets of Matan Torah, that makes sense. But then we'd have to understand it's the yichud of each one. It can't just be the specific halachas, because Har Sinai, there are no specific halachas that you would say is shayach to Har Sinai or anything else. I mean, it's halachas. So Al Korchach, there's going to be these three Matan Torahs, these three inyanim of Torah, are inyanim that are be'etzem three different pillars, three different angles that are koil kol haTorah kula, coming from three different directions. And so it needs more of a hezba what they are. Another inyan over here, it says that me'oil moyed. So it says, Rashi explains that the dibur, he brings the psukim, and he brings the steer between the psukim and how it works. And basically, the kol would come down from Shemayim down to the Bein Akruvim, and from Bein Akruvim it would go to the Pesach Oil Moed, and it would stop at the Pesach Oil Moed, and that's where he would, and that's where Moshe would stand, that's where he would hear it. So it seems to be an extremely complicated matzav. It's like a whole system for what? If you want to, and more than that, that the koil comes from the Shemayim, I understand. If Moshe Rabbeinu has to hear it in Pesach Oil Moed, fine, that's in Pesach Oil Moed. But why? What's the station in the middle of Bein Akruvim? It's by a bus of a dumb, so we have to route. So I have, let's say, a speaker and a microphone with a speaker. So where's the wire going to run? On the top, on the bottom? Those are the limitations of the bus of a dumb. That I'll explain how to route it. If I need acoustics, I'll explain that my voice goes to the ceiling. On the ceiling, there's a plate, and the plate reflects it back down to the back of the room. That's the bus of a dumb. You have a system. So the koil min haShemayim means it's a Dvar HaShem Hamish. Good. That I understand what that is. That it reaches the Pesach Oil Moed, that it reaches the Oil Moed, and that's where Moshe hears it. Good. But that it went between the Kruvim and then bounced out. What's that station over there? Well, what's that station of Bein HaKruvim and then come to the Pesach Oil Moed? So it's when you're talking about the Dvar HaShem, it's totally unnecessary. It has no shaychus. Those are nekudas over here that we want to be mispain on, and it's a certain sense, it's a sheirish of all of the yonim over here of Ayikra, of Avoida, and so on. So let's speak about this. Let's understand what the inyan over here is. What are we talking about, and where these three different yonim come in? In the world of in the intersection between Maise Adam and Ribbono Shelam. In other words, what we call Yediyah and Bechira, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu totally in charge of the world, or are we totally in charge of the world? The question is more than a philosophical question. The question is a Torah question. The Torah says Ubacharta b'chayim. The Torah says Ubacharta. The Torah says we choose. All of the whole world of mitzvahs is definitely given to us to choose. So in the context of us choosing means that the Ribbono Shel Olam created a world where we're the total Bailam. That has nothing to do with what we feel, what we sense, whatever it is. That's what the Torah says. So in the Torah itself, if you ask yourself, whose call is it, whether I should do this or that or the other thing, the answer is me. On the other hand, we posit that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything, and nothing gets done that's not with Sinai and so on. For many reasons, we accept that as being absolute emes. And that means that the Torah is laying down a world where only Vatzas Hashem Tokum, that everything is what the Eibishter wants. And the Rambam explicitly, the Rambam explicitly explains the inyan of Paro losing his Bechira as being a demonstration of that. That Ribbono Shalom, that Bechira doesn't exist. It's all Ribbono Shalom doing everything, if he wishes, and it's all Maisav. So we have the steer of Yudim and Bechira. It's not just a steer, a philosophical steer. How could they coexist? So we don't understand. The Rambam says we don't understand. We don't understand. Our mind is not geared to understand that. The question is, how do we pass it? The question is, in our Torah, the tfisa of the world, how do we understand it? So the answer is, we understand that the Hashkoch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu works in on three different levels. There are areas where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ve'ein imi oid, there's nobody but me, ani hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like at Bracious, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Bracious, or Bracious a Mimer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Bracious, at that moment, there was nothing but Ribbono Shalom. That means the Hanhaga that's Nizgal in this world of Ribbono Shalom in its very Sheirish, is Einoid Milvadoi, Einoid Milvadoi at all. Nothing, anything exists except Ribbono Shalom. So there's one Hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything and anything, it's all Ribbono Shalom, it's his Ratz, his Das. That's a certain Hanhaga of Ribbono Shalom, a certain Gilui. There is a Hanhaga where Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem V'Ratz Aslam V'Adam, where because God wanted it, it is up to us. And if a person doesn't do, if a person doesn't work, if a person doesn't accomplish, he made the problems, he destroyed, he neglected, and so on. And that is also a gilui from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And then there's a middle gilui, and then that's the one we're going to focus on. So let's go back to the three different kufis. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah, so that over there it says nothing in the Bria moved. It says a shor wasn't goya, and a tzipor wasn't mitzafzef, and oif leparach. The world came to a standstill when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megalos of this world. In other words, Torah has in itself a gilui that there's nothing but Ribbono Shel Olam, and Torah has in itself a tzura of nothing else exists, period. In the Gilui in Har Sinai, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Karel Yonim Tachtonim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah as the only real Metzias of the Bria. In other words, Torah is something which tells me that the Pnimius of the Bria is the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The mitzvahs that we hear, the Torah and the mitzvahs that we hear, are giluyim of what the real Metzius is. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yihi Oyer, so the Oyer that we measure in a laboratory is what happened. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yikov HaMayim, the tzura of the land and the oceans is what happened. And if we ask ourselves, what is it at the very Sheirish, it is the Ribbono Shel Olam's Ratzon. Torah and mitzvahs is the gilui of what is the world be'etzem, and everything else is just a chitzonius of it. That's one oifin of it. It says by Kriyas Yamsuf, which is part of that same package, it was, it says, Matitza kunelai. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, lo es tfilei. It has nothing to do with you. Alaya dava toli. It's something that's, it's my business. You have no shaykhas to this. So Yetzias Mitzrayim was a tzura of total HaKadosh Baruch Hu's total asiya. We had no schusim, kemat no schusim. It was a bracious of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashkoch and the bria, and we had no shayches to it. So the Torah of Har Sinai is a Torah of total. Total gilui and zero bnei adam. And that's why it says that Paruch Nishmosan on every Dibur and Dibur. The Paruch Nishmosan means when we were Oymed on the Emes of each Dibur, we had no Metzias left. And Memela, we ceased to exist. That's Maimon Har Sinai, and that's one facet of Torah. Let's go to the other end. Arvas Mayav. Arvas Mayav, we were leaving a Hanhaga of the Ribbono Shel Olam. We were leaving the Hanhaga of Midbar, of Nisim, and the Hanhaga would become totally tiviistic. The Hanhaga would become more or less set to nature. So it's now Adam, Vasavtas Ganecha, and it's everything is shaykh to Adam, and b'meila Adam has now the total power kilo. The tzura in which Torah was given, it says was given with Ola and Shavua, Hazina Shemayim Dabera V'Artzit Rafi. The nature itself became responsive to mitzvahs and averus. When a person does mitzvahs, the world flows with him. When Klai Yisrael does right, things flow. When Klai Yisrael does bad, things are destroyed, things don't work, and so on. The whole Ola, the whole Krisis Bris and Arvas Mayev was that Teva would take over the role played by Pure Hashgacha. So what Ramban says, it's bad to Menes Nister. That's the, you know, because there's no reason why it should stop raining if we're not learning so stark. Doesn't there's no tevedik thing, but the fact that it became tied, and whether it rains or not, depends on whether or not we're going to do right and wrong. If we are kol makom shel moitzei rais under the musiv olaylam, that the oretz reflects the matz of Ruchni of Klal Yisrael, that is something that is the bris of Torah. When Torah becomes locked into the physical world, into the teva of Hanhaga with Klal Yisrael, that's the other extreme of Matan Torah. This is where Torah becomes Lo B'Shamayim Hi. There's another chelik. So both of these have a maila and a chisaret. In the Torah that comes with Hashemayim, in the Torah Maimon Har Sinai, it's Toyar of Emes is Kuloi Emes, and that's the Maila of that Torah. It's Kinesinasa, but it's Be'etzem leaves no room for Adam. The Torah of Arvas Moyev is a Torah that's Leib Hashemayim Hi. It's Kol Kuloi our Torah. It's Kol Kuloi us interacting with the Bria, and the fact that when Toiv is done, the society prospers, and when Toiv and when Ra is done, society suffers. That's Ki'ilu Kamat nature. Ad Kedei Kach, where people who want to deny Hashgacha, they try to attribute it that somehow what we call moral behavior is betzim. It's the process that's most effective and efficient in the Bria. That it allows for such a toss. So both of these extremes have a maila, and the first one is Kol Kuloi Emes and Toher and Ribbono Shel Olam's Torah. The last mahalach is Kol Kuloi Adam's Maisim, and it places full responsibility on us, and that's the Olam where we most realize ourselves. But the chisaron is, the Ribbono Shel Olam recedes somehow in the background. There's a middle Hanhaga, and that is the Hanhaga that's miyuched to Oil Moed. Oil Moed is a makom where v'ne'adati sham. V'ne'adati means when I meet with you. In other words, there's a place in the Bria, there's a makom avoida that allows for Adam to so to speak, meet up with Ribbono Shel Olam. There's Mizeh Mizeh Al Tanach Yotcha. Both of them are Miskayim Bozmani. So just like a house is a place that incorporates two people. That's what a home is. When the adati, by definition, the makom ha-mishkan is a place of a meeting up between Ribbono Shel Olam and Adam. That's what it's there for. B'meila, there's a divrei Torah. Torah is given in a facet where both coexist. And that's the pshat in this chazal. It comes down min hashamayim. That was Har Sinai dik. It lands on the kapiris between the kruvim. That kavei yochzi b'yin shaloms, and it goes out to the Pesach El Moed. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, incorporating both together, you need to have two points of reference, so to speak, in the Makom Mishkan, because it's the Makom where the two come together. The Beis Hamikdash is a Makom Avoida. The world is a Makom Melacha. Chazal weren't Goyza, didn't want to make a long extra aliyas there, and tainis and this and that, because of bitl melacha. People working in a way that they improve the bria is called melacha, and that's why Shabbos, which is a zman of shvisa from the bria, melacha is asa. Avoid is muta, melacha is asa. So melacha defines itself as something where Adam stamps, makes a shinui, in an essential shinui in the bria. That's called melacha. So melacha is when a person is independent and he does something creative and he does something that he initiates. That's called melacha. Avoida means when you do something and for the other person. It's the tachlis is the other person's, the asiyah is yours. So avoda requires both a mavid and oivet. Melacha, the person who decides to make a bench out of the wood, he's a carpenter and he sells benches, he works for himself, he's his own boss, or he's doing it for himself. It doesn't require anyone on top of him, so he takes wood. Now he's going to wait for a customer to come buy it, fine. But the melacha sheboy is something that is completely closed into the person that's doing it. Avoida means you're doing it for somebody, and every avoida is a shutfis between the ma'avid and the eved, the other and the eved. There's the world of karbanis has in itself an extraordinary combination of the two. On the one hand, there's a lashon in the kadmonim. Avoida tzerech gevoyha. It's a lashon. It's not mamish in Chazal. Chazal speak a lot. In other words, tzerech gevoyha is something that Chazal use a lot. You know, this is tzerech gevoyha. It's not tzerech gevoyha in Kal Vachomer, in Limudim. The word tzerech gevoyha is used quite frequently. The tzerech of it means. In other words, it means karbanis. Anything by Semikish is called. In Lashon Chazal, Tzorech Gevoya. Ke'ilu, I'm doing it for Hashem's, quote-unquote, needs. The Kadmonim, the Shulchan Kodesh speaks about a lot, and many Sfarim, the Metzarif, the words Avoda Tzorech Gevoya, Nefesh HaChayim is, it talks about it, Ramban talks about it. It's a tefisas Lashon that's become a Shigur Lishon in Sfarim to speak of these Yonim. About the musig of Avodah Tzorech Gevoya. They all emphasize this, obviously not Chas V'Shalom Kadosh Baruch Hu actually needs it, but the relationship is structured in a way where I'm fulfilling a certain need that without me couldn't be fulfilled. That is the makom of Avdus. So let's take the three different Eretimtzes. I could do something myself totally. I don't need you, and I do it myself. There's no relationship there. I did what I wanted to do, and that's that. You could do something. You built a chair because you decided to build a chair. You can offer it to me, and I can take it as a gift. I can buy it. I cannot take it. That's your pa'ula. When I have you executing my rutzen, that becomes avoda. And there's a tziruf of the two that doesn't exist in the other two cases. So kachim is called avoda, and it's and the whenever Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want our kabbanas, he said lomli reib zivchechem. You know, will I eat this? Do I need this? On and on, all the lashonos of the psukim, Kadosh Baruch Hu be'etzem doesn't need it, but the tzura of avoda is that the Ribbono Shel Olam needs it, and that's why karbanos need to be lishma, whether stama lishma or needs to be lishma, those that need lishma. The word the Ramban says you can only be mechavin yudke vavke, you're not allowed to be mechavin zavech ladim yechram. Kavanah is very important because the chibur of the Ribbono Shel Olam who is being mavid you and you are oived is the core of karbanos. If a person does it for himself, then it's not a karban. It doesn't belong to that chum, and it has and it's chulim bekodesh. It's chulim bifnim. It's the hefach of what it should be. That is the different halakim of interaction between the bria and Ribbono Shel Olam. In the world of Malacha, it says Vasafta de Ganecha, you are Oisef Yod Ganecha. You remember the Ribbono Shel Olam mitzava you, and the world reacts. There's Otzas Hashemayim and so on. But Lamaisa, in the world of Vasafta de Ganecha, it's your Pu'ulois, and Kavayochel the Torah and the Tzivuyim are locked into the Bria itself. But in the world of the Beis Hamikdash, it's Kol Kuloi and Avoda for Tzarek Avoya. Those are three different realms in which Torah is emes, but Torah has different ponim in each one of them. The place where this is the most, where it comes to its biggest expression, Bizman Azeh, is Tefillah. There's, to understand the Oymek Tefillah, people get asking this, and I think we missed the boat. We missed the nekuda what tefillah is. People are concerned always whether is the emes that people are supposed to do what they're supposed to do, and forget about Ribbono Shel Olam. I mean, not forget Chas Shalom, but you know, sort of not out. Or bitochen, Hakadosh Baruch Hu will take care of everything, Hakadosh Baruch Hu will do everything, and so on and so forth. But the real nekuda merkazes, the real central point, is the world of tefillah, where a person does, and a person is makir, that it's Ribbono Shel Olam. In the world of, you know, Atem Hachesh Tach Rishon, you know, Alaya Davatoli, Matitzakun Alaya, Alaya Davatoli, that's a world where Adam has no makim to. It's betzim, Adam ceases to exist in that world, and there's no real chayfet to that world. In the makim, where a person is doing because he has to do, so just him. When a person has the hargasha of doing and being meshatef Ribbono Shel Olam to it, understanding that he's the oived, and he's doing it for a tachlis, and the Ribbono Shel Olam is the one that's his employer, so to speak, that's the world of tefillah. The world of tefillah at its core is connected the world of Beis Hamikdash because it's avodadik. It's something where the two come together and are mischaber. It's one of the reasons, in a certain sense, why in many ways it's the hardest world for us. A world where we can resign and say, listen, whatever Hashem wants, he does, and that's that. Okay. It's you know, a person can do it. A world where, you know, I've got to roll up my sleeves and do it, that's what I'm chuyif to do, so I have to do, a person can also do it. But a world where a person rolls up his sleeves and then lifts up his hands through Ribbono Shel Olam, that's asking for an almost tata desas in koyach sanefesh. Malach is easy and not doing anything is easy. Avdus is hard because I need to realize myself and realize myself mechubah to Ribbono Shel Olam. It's my hands, and it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzin, and das, Elyon, that my hands are working for. And that's Be'emes Tavoyde Kashish Be'migdash. That's the hard part of it. So Torah came down to us in three different oifanim. Each one has a certain hadgasha to it that is emes to it, and we need to understand. So on the one hand, the Shemayim, Shemayim Lashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down in this world and turns this world into Shemayim. That's one gilui of emes. The totality of Einod Melvado is an emes. But that world does not leave us any mocker. It's kol kolir b'yishol. On the other hand, the when you have a world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's your world, I'm not around. And within the world itself, you'll discover that toiv brings toiv and ra brings ra. That's an emes. It's a world where the world itself, the metzias of the world, demands toiv and rebels. And all of those in Yonim means that in the Bria itself is locked in the Toiv and Ra and the rewards and consequences. And that's the world of Adam. And one facet of the Bria is that it's Kulei Adam and Biyad Adam. But the Emes, the Yovah HaKosav HaShlish V'Yachriya Beinehem, is that there is me'ala kapayres bein akruvim, is where the koil Hashem comes mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the v'noi adati of the Mishkan, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's makom is kodesh Hashem beyond, and the dibur comes to me standing at the Pesach HaMoed. And it's fascinating; it doesn't go out of the Pesach HaMoed because outside of that world is a different world. Dvar Hashem ceases outside, so the Dvar Hashem is in the oil mayid, and it has two foci because that's called v'na'arati. Dibur needs the medaber and the shemeah, and they have to be different. The medaber is coming from bein akruvim. The shemeah standing in the oil mayid. That's the chibur of the world of avoda. So it gives us a different perspective on tefillah. Tefillah is the ideal of. Tefillah is what's left to us as that world of avoda. It's the world that's mechaber ma'ase adam and ispatus ribono shel olam. There's one more area, and we're talking about matan Torah. There's another area that this comes together in such a oifen, and an area that's possibly relevant to us as Bnei Torah. You know, Torah itself is min hashamayim. It's Ribono shel olam's chochma, and so on. And when people take on only that perspective, they sometimes use it as an excuse to be misrashal from Divrei Torah. Yeah, this is all the Ribono shel olam das and Seich Chochma, it's beyond Seich Adam. A person is a fool if he thinks he can understand anything. This is what it says, and that's what we know, and v'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. Sometimes that's a yitzhara wrapped up with a gadlan kapata. It's not toiv. The other extreme is that a person feeds his own ego. I understand this. You know, the person takes Torah and grinds it up and feeds himself with it, and he feeds his midas ros. And the person can, again, the person can dress it up from, you know, this is how I understand, this is my das, this is my seichel, leba shamayimi, v'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. And the person, be'etzim, was menatek it from its shayras, chas v'sholom. Sometimes to an extreme, sometimes on a level of midas. But tachlis, he's saying his own. He's not, a person who can't be moidala emes, it, because he has a gewaldic shtickel Torah, is so in the world of midas, this is where it's going wrong. A person that the divrei Torah can be very, very intellectual, very smart, no neshama to it, means because he cut the neshama off. The neshama is there, and if the person cuts the goof off neshama, that's what he's left with. The world of Torah that's mechaba the two amitius to the emes lamitoi is the oil moed. When Torah becomes an avoda, when a person knows that his chelik is to sweat, his chelik is to rack his brains, to chaza again and again, to think it through again and again, to be oimer ala emes and look for emes, and so on. And the person is misyagea, the way the v'yosafta ganechid is misyagea, kol kulay. And yet the person understands that what he's working on is something beyond him, that the sheirish of its emes is beyond him, and that all of his yigiyah is to try to get to that point. And if he realizes, if somebody shows him it's not emes, the person walks away from it because he's not trying to get there. It's imagine a person, it gets on a train and he's been going for 2.5 hours, and someone comes along and tells him it's the wrong train, he's going the wrong direction, the wrong place. So we can't imagine somebody would say, well, I spent so much time on the train, I might as well go to the last station. That would be ludicrous. A person was, again, said, and he built a binyan, and someone showed him, and it's clear it's not right. So the person said, well, but such a good shtickle, I'll keep it. That's lacking emes. When a person is misyageya, avoidedik, the person understands that the real Torah is the chibur of the Ribbono Shel Olam who's beyond, and the Kodesh Kodashim, and he who's standing in the makom avoda v'ol moed, that's the real chibur of Torah. Torah is a chibur. In its middle point of Torah is when the Torah that's lamala and Adam has no makom, and the Torah that's lamata and it's kuler Adam are mischaber together. That's when we get that in v'ol moed. It's the hardest part because it almost requires a tata de sasri in Kriyas HaNefesh in many areas. So whether we're talking about Binyan Beis Hamikdash, Karbonis and Avoda, or Avoda in our learning in Torah, we need to understand both of them are what we're missing. If we try to ask ourselves, what are we missing when we don't have a Beis Hamikdash, when you don't have the answer is you don't have a Makom Avoda. We can do things and we can believe, but the chibur of the two together, that Shaykh, only Mishkan Sigdash, that's sorely lacking. That's why that's the area where we probably have the strongest lack. Purim was a zman when it says there was it's Iris of Beis Hamikdash at Chatzia Malchus v'Seos. It was Kairish Avdi. There were many in Yonim. There is some Hisayrus on Kapanim. Learning Vayikra and understanding that the Nekuda, that the Mishkan of Beis Hamikdash Karbanis was, the Nekuda Ruchnis that was and we don't have, is this Nekuda, and an echo of it we have in Tefillah. It gives us a better appreciation of Tefillah. It's the place where Maise de Adam, B'Meloyon, Bechiras Adam, and Einoid Mavada Kodesh Baruch Hu Mischaber in Oifen Pella, and the Oivid and the Mavid become one in the Avoda Zakarbonis. Chaps.